Juan Bowers is back today.
Just trying to
open it up. How you doing? How you feeling?
Bingo. There you go.
Three in a row. Things are great.
Let's look it up, you know.
Only on the road against the Saints, Drew Brees.
Daquan Bowers.
Yes, Daquan Bowers.
Yeah, he was back. You know, he practiced today. Yeah.
That was an excused absence yesterday?
Yes, it was.
And Jamal Meredith, you...
He practiced. Yeah, he practiced today.
But
Aaron Morgan's gotten some more playing time the last couple weeks of that rotation there. What have you seen from him? I know he's only been here, you know, several weeks or so. But what have you thought about him?
He's developing. Yeah, he's getting better. Pass rusher first, and then see if it goes further than that.
Coach, how did you think Gary played last week in place of Roy Miller? It looked like he was in on a lot of plays. How would you evaluate his performance after looking at it on the tape?
I thought Gary played a solid game. I mean, it wasn't spectacular, but he did his job, you know, and if everybody does that, we'll be good. You know, when you look at the grade sheet, it was clean as far as mistakes and that kind of stuff.
I know kick return has been somewhat of a revolving door, but are you content right now with Taekwon back there?
Well, we need to see. You know, he got it out to the 23 the other day, I think it was, you know, from 5-6 yards deep. So very little data to make a decision on. But right now that's who it is, and you know, that's who it'll be this weekend.
Are you still – I mean, Taekwon's been playing some in that slot receiver spot. Is it hard for him to do? I mean, do you need more of a physical type guy to sit down in that hole and make those plays, or is Dallas an option in those situations? I mean, what do you make of your third down package with respect to your receivers?
Well, if you watch, you know, Taekwon lines up in there, but Vince lines up in there, Mike lines, you know, so we line up and Dallas, they all line up in there, so we can formate it however we want. And the things we ask Ty to do in there, I think, lend towards his skill set. You know, we're not asking him to do some of the things that, you know, a traditional slot might do, you know, muscling guys and that, because that isn't his game. But he is fast and he's elusive, so we try to utilize his skills, you know, when he is in there and then also when he's outside.
What did you take the most, Greg, out of that first Saints game? They beat you up pretty good in that second quarter. I think Greece got three or four touchdowns just in that quarter. What's your biggest take out of that game in terms of pressure on Brees getting him off his spot?
Yeah, we actually in the first half got him. We actually got him off his spot. We didn't hit him, and we didn't sack him, but we did get him off his spot. What we didn't do a great job of in the first game was eye discipline in our coverage. We took our, you know, we had eye mistakes, probably three or four of those, you know, plays, and they amounted to plus 40, plus 30, plus whatever it was, 48. You know, the big plays that came were directly as a result of that. So we need to do a better job with our eye discipline covering, and we need to continue to get them off the spot and hopefully regulate the contain and make sure that we, you know, get hits and get them down, because you got to do that to
them. Is he as good as there is in terms of looking off receivers?
He's very good. You know, he's in that elite crew of guys that you probably could name who the others are, but very, 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 very good.
It's tough to, you know, when the offense was so hot and so was Josh in that one run there. Where do you see him now, Josh? I mean, a little bit more erratic? Had a lot of wild pitches last week. Where's his game right now?
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, he didn't play his best game a week ago, but I think he's built equity in our offense and what he can do. And we just need to come back and play another game and play well, and that's what I fully anticipate he's going to do. Some of those, as I mentioned yesterday, some of the errors, some of the errant throws were not as a result of Josh. Some of them were for other reasons, but some of them were as a result of Josh. So, you know, plenty of blame to go around, starting with the guy behind this mic.
How's the offensive line played the last 2-3 weeks? Give us an evaluation of what's going on there.
Well, I mean, you know, there's guys playing in there that weren't originally going to be the guys playing, and then there's guys playing in there that weren't originally going to be the guys that are playing with pain. So having said all that, I think they're competing their guts out, and, you know, we're protecting the quarterback relative to the rest of the National Football League. We're protecting our quarterback pretty well. You know, that's what I said a couple of days ago. This is the National Football League. You're going to have pressure. There's guys rushing the pocket, and but you know, I think our guys fight. I think they mirror their coach. I think Coach Bostad's a no-nonsense guy. You do your job, and I think our guys, you know, and Coach Loney, same way, and I think our guys kind of follow that. We have some guys in Jeremy Zuta and Donald Penn that kind of bring that. So, you know, I think that's what it is, a tough group that is fighting every down, because that's what the only way we survive is that.
More message from Mark Barron. Greg, he's learning some painful lessons like most rookies do in this league, and how's he holding up mentally?
I think he's holding up fine. He's also making some plays, you know, that not as many rookies make like he does. So, you know, you're going to make some mistakes. You know, there's some veteran guys that'll make mistakes, but I think you're right. He's learning, you know, that this is different, and the skill people that you have to cover in this level are, you know, they're the elite people in the, you know, in the world that what they do. So, but overall, I think he's good. You know, he's a level as you go guy, and he'll keep getting better. And you know, there's some things.
Has he had on the rush defense,
Mark?
Yeah.
I think as big as any. You know, rush defense to me is 11 pieces fitting the puzzle correctly. You know, when you're not good in rush defense, you're giving the offense daylight, and when you are good at rush defense, you're dictating the daylight. You know, so Mark's a critical part in that dictating daylight, and he's done a good job with that.
This is the most games Gerald McCoy has played in some time. What was your message to him, or your assessment of him at the beginning of the year, and then last week we saw him really come up with big numbers, and those one of the things that's been missing. I know it's not a numbers position necessarily. What do you think clicked last week for him?
Well, I think he's just getting better at some of the things, but I think he's played at a high level all year. I do. He's been very disruptive. I think he's allowed other people to make some plays as well. In the run game, he's been dominant at times. So I think what he's doing is just like what we need our whole team to do, is he's now becoming a more consistent performer with more cumulative reps under his belt, better understanding of the position. You know, as you said, he had like limited stints of playing in his first 2 years. You know, there's no substitute for playing in games. Practice is great, but, you know, the way you learn is in the fire. And I think as he's gone back to the fire over and over again this year, he's gotten better and more consistent. We good? All right. Thanks, guys.